C6, number 2B.
Then what is the Christ? When we consider the Christ in its human implication, we know that the Christ in the human is that impact where the absolute Christ touches the human experience and manifests itself in the human experience in spite of all opposition. It is what Mrs. Eddy calls the divine manifestation that comes to the flesh to destroy incarnate error. See, there you have really the impact of the Christ on the human level, on the material level. So we can write here Christ on the left-hand side here, Christ, we could write the manifestation in spite of error. When we come to Christianity, and always orientate yourself, what means Christianity? It means the outcome of the Christ. Well, what is the outcome of the Christ in the relative sense? When we had here the Christ as the manifestation that comes to the human, to matter, to the flesh, and manifests itself in spite of error, in spite of opposition. Well, it means that if it manifests itself in spite of error, that error begins to disappear, or put it positively, that things improve. If error disappears, then things improve. Therefore, Christianity gives us a sense of improvement, a sense of exaltation, a sense of being lifted out of the problem, a sense of a higher demonstration, whatever the terms may be. Tone-wise, you hear what it means, that Christianity gives us a sense, let's put it as exaltation, perhaps put in here exaltation. And you just must remember that this is only one term for a whole tone, that actually not terms mean very much, but tone means everything. So with that, you will feel it has to do with improvement, with demonstration, with a sense of being lifted out of the mortal and lifted above the mortal and the material. This is what happens in the human. Then we come to science in this relative standpoint. And what is science in a relative standpoint when it has to do with the human? Well, I would say it has to do, therefore, with scientific understanding. So we could write here in the last one, scientific understanding. Scientific understanding. Well, can you see a few things about what we have done up to now? Few things that you have to observe every time you have a matrix. Did you observe, for instance, that I wasn't satisfied just by saying we have two indices? The first index is Word, Christ, Christianity, and Science. And the second index is Word, Christ, Christianity, and Science. I wasn't satisfied with that because it is too general and therefore much too broad a concept, not specific enough. Because under the term Word or Christ or Christianity or Science, you can understand many, many things because they are super symbols for many, many individual aspects of Christianity and science. Therefore, whenever you make a matrix, try to be more specific, because only the moment we become more specific, really we have more information. It teaches more. You see? It is not so that here in a matrix, the higher the super symbol is, the more information we get. It's just the other way around. It is the more specific we can define our two indices, the more information we will get afterwards in those 16 points of intersections. Therefore, really the clue is to find what these four terms, word, Christ, Christianity and science, really mean in each index. Now, can you see, for instance, here, how very beautiful, how very comforting at once only these two indices are when we specify those general terms, word, Christ, Christianity and science, and specify them first of all by saying, you know, one index is the absolute sense and the other is a relative sense. Only by saying already that, but defining it already in this way means, can you see what this matrix is going to show you? It's going to show you that there is an absolute sense about the workings of being, about the calculus. But that absolute sense has an impact on the relative standpoint, on the human standpoint. And it is going to explain to you what impact it has. And so at once you feel, this is really showing me the comforter. That comforter which does not just stay up in heaven and is something very highfalutin, but is something that has an impact on the human and teaches me something on this very level of experience where I am right now. If, therefore, we can still further diversify those two indices, and not just say this is the index in the absolute and an index in the relative, when we can still clarify more and say, what is the word in an absolute sense? What is the Christ in the absolute sense? And how does that differ from the word and Christ in the relative sense? And have, therefore, two indices, as you have them written down now, that are completely different. In the word, as you have it, it's still the word in the absolute sense. It means the revelation of God's nature, the Logos, to show what God is in his nature. And how different that is compared with the word from the relative standpoint, which just says, go and accept this proposition. Can you see? The symbol would have been the same word. But the moment we can specify it, you get much greater differentiation. And that is what is necessary in a science. See, I come back to the whole. Everybody is speaking about the whole, but most people outside of Christian science and inside of Christian science are speaking about the whole in a mystical way. It's the whole as a whole. That's mysticism. Whereas science means to speak about the whole through its differentiation. Because science can only be built up on differentiation. And the better we can differentiate, the clearer stands out, really, the texture, the plan, the structure of the subject. Here, of the one infinite being. So you see, just to repeat it again, and I think you are kind enough with me that you forgive me to repeat the fundamentals. You know, I always feel that progress is made by going back to the fundamentals and going over the fundamentals. Progress is not made by trying to find out new little details. Progress is always born then when consciousness is so clear about the simple, big, basic fundamentals that that can then restructure within our consciousness something and bring out something new. So I'm very hot that repeating and repeating fundamentals, that's my method. Sorry, you have to swallow it. See, when you consider again this index I, it's all to do with an absolute sense. We have to be clear about that. As an absolute sense, if God reveals himself as what he is, that's an absolute sense. It has nothing to do with the human. But Christ is in the absolute sense. It's something absolute that God translates himself always to the point of idea, into the form of ideas. In Christianity, it's an absolute sense that we have to do with a realm of idea, with a realm of idea. That's absolute. And it's certainly absolute when we consider principle and idea as one. No human touch enters there. So we have a feeling, yes, that index is pure. And so if we take the relative sense of the calculus, the index J, we have always a human touch in it. What is the human touch? We have... We have to accept the proposition. It's not God who accepts it. It's therefore a human activity, so to say. But Christ, as the manifestation, in spite of error, and you feel at once, oh, it is brought down to the level of materiality, to the flesh, to the human, to their own situation, doing something in spite of the relative. And so it is in Christianity, exaltation. In the divine or in the absolute, you have no exaltation. The absolute is exalted. But what we experience is improvement, demonstration, exaltation. Can you hear? It's a human touch. And finally, in science, it is scientific understanding. We have to understand the subject through scientific means. Yes. That's that. Just to give the framework of the textbook matrix. Another point which we should remember for convenience sake so that we understand each other better. In a matrix, you can have, you don't need to have, but you can have a dominant. A dominant. Here, we see it very clearly. The dominant is naturally the calculus in the absolute sense. Meaning that the dominant is really that which leads thought and steers thought in an understanding way. We have put the dominant always on the top as the index I because of one thing. Because John Dolly started out to give his first matrix in that way. And once one has started out with a method, one somehow has to stick all through to this method so as to understand each other. But let's be clear, in a usual matrix, say in mathematics or in any field of thinking, you can put the index I on the top or on the side, you can put the index J on the top or on the side, that doesn't matter. As long as there is a convention that we know which one is the dominant. And therefore, we do well in order to understand each other better and not to misunderstand each other, that we see that we put the dominant always up to the index I, therefore on the top here, so that they can read, that they can be read as a column going down vertically. Yes. Then we know another thing, namely that when we have now these two indices, that now one can start to be, to think creatively. How? You see. Now, how can we start in a creative way? We can do that by defining the point of intersections. If we take now any element of the index I and combine it with any element of the index J, we get a new value. Say, if you take, for instance, Christianity in the index I, and you make a point of intersection, say, with the Christ here in the relative sense, then you get over here in the chapter 10, you get the point of intersection. That is, we get there a new value. And that new value is not the value of cause and effect. That's the old machine age thinking. You get a value of the whole, but accentuated specifically. So each point of intersection is a part of the whole, reflecting the whole in a specific way, and each point of intersection reflects it in a different way, but always as a part of the whole. You can never take out one point of intersection and consider it alone. And we will see that more and more as we go on this week. Therefore, those point of intersections are called the matrix elements. Therefore, in the textbook matrix, each chapter, so to say, is a matrix element of the whole matrix. So either we will call it, when we are talking this week, a matrix element, or we may call it a point of intersection, and mostly perhaps we just name the chapter that we are talking about. But you can see that the value that is established thereby is a value that is of the nature of isness and not something that has been produced through the law of cause and effect by putting two parts together. They are not two parts, not two categories put together. They are being, the one being, but accentuated in a specific way. So can you see how in this way you slowly get to a consciousness of the whole, but differentiated? Yes. Then, just to, for the sake of being complete about matrix work, in a square matrix, as we have it in the textbook, A square matrix means that the index I and the index J has the same amount of elements. Here we have four elements, and down here also four. So this gives a square and not a rectangular matrix. In a square matrix, the diagonal of the matrix is therefore even a greater reduction of the whole. Because in the diagonal, what is the diagonal? The diagonal is that line which goes out from the upper left down to the lower right, and therefore touches always the core of the elements. It touches Word as Word, then Christ as Christ, then Christianity as Christianity, then science as science. You see, it accentuates in a higher way, in a more clear way, really, the meaning of the subject. It's like the backbone, so to say, of the whole subject. Therefore, the 16 point of intersection can still be reduced to a more simple presentation on that diagonal sense. Well, this as much to refresh our thought about matrices so that we are now free to discuss it. I wonder if you still have news items from 1973, if you still have, make a note. There in number 76 of news items, there is a very good, concise article by Hans-Dieter von den Steinen on matrix. What a matrix is, the characteristics of a matrix, and a great advantage of a matrix. It's in number 76 of news items. It's in connection with a report on the young people's seminar in Germany.